Okay, so Chodesh Nisan is a lot to talk about. A lot of halachas in Chodesh Nisan, which is why the Gemara says, Shloshim Yoyim Koidem Achag, 30 days before Pesach, you have to learn the halachas. So the Gemara only mentions Pesach. So there's a din in the Mefashim. Does this din of Shloshim Yoyim Koidem Achag apply only to Pesach or to every Yontif? So many Rishonim say it applies to every Yontif. However, the Beis Yosef understands that it's a din dafka in Pesach because there are so many halachas which pertain to Pesach more than any other yontif. You need 30 days to be able to cover everything properly. You have to know Chodesh Nisan is its own territory, which we're going to see today, Mitzvah Hashem. But once you come into Pesach, you're dealing with two sides of the same coin, chametz and matzah. So chametz deals with defining what is chametz, bedikas chametz, bir chametz. And then when it comes to matzah, even before that, there's hagolas kalim. Nowadays, it's not as popular because most people have separate dishes for Pesach than they do for the rest of the year. But in earlier times, you had to know how to kasha kalim. Tefilas kalim, hagolas kalim, and then on the side of matzah, although it's not as nogea to us, there's afias matzah, there's baking the matzah, there's harvesting the matzah. The production of the matzah is a whole sugi in itself, so we rely on other people to do that for us, and we pay a pretty penny for it. And every year it gets more and more, because the matzahs are getting more chashuv each year. However, when it comes to... When it comes to the Seder, this halachas of the Seder. How do we feel the Seder? It's so special to know not just the halachas of the Seder because you're reading the art scroll's footnotes beforehand as you're going along, like telling you what to do. Okay, so you put down the matzahs now, pick up the cup here, cover now, remove it. We should know what's going on beforehand. It gives us a certain sense of pnimius, simcha, knowing exactly what is the tahalich, what to expect. We learn the halachas, and there's halachas chalamayi too. And that's every single yantiv. There's a lot to learn. So today, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to cover Chodesh Nisan. And then we'll see next time we get together, Mitzvah Hashem, because there's such a variety of halachas, what we'll focus on. So in Siman Kuf Zayin, Dinei Chodesh Nisan, says the Mechaber here, Kol Chodesh Nisan, Ein Oymim Tachanan Velo Tzidak Hadin, Ve Ein Oymim Tzidkhasra B'Shabbos V'Mincha. Already Mishenechnas, Nisan, Marbe Mesimcha, there's no Tachanan for the whole month. Everybody could be very happy about that. Velo Tzidak Hadin, and we don't make tzidak hadin by the Beis HaKfaris. Ve'in amim tzidchascha b'Shabbos ha'mincha time. Okay, so three things which are off. Noyigam yoyish chodesh ve'ilach liku b'chol yoyim parshas hanasi, man Yaakov, shehikri v'y b'yoyim. So from yoyish chodesh and on, there's the kriyas parshas hanasiim. So by the inauguration of the Mishkan and the Chanukas HaMizbeach, so every nasi had this chus of the entitled.
So you can shuckle. So you can shuckle this thing squeaking like crazy.
Oh, it is, I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't even notice.
But it's on the machine.
That's Adis, okay. I'll have to listen to it afterwards, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You have to be a certain age to get away with
this. Yeah.
Okay, so
Parsha Sanasi, Shiriki Bayi
Bayoyim.
Every day to recite the Parsha Sanasiim, beginning with Nachshon ben Aminadav, every Shevet had a korban which was brought to inaugurate the Mishkan for Chanukah Samizbeach. So we recite that because that took place from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 12th day, maybe the 13th day, as we'll see downstairs momentarily. But the Machaber here says, on the 13th day, well, there's only 12 Nisim, because only 12 Shvatim. So what do you do on the 13th day? So you read Baha'a Loisra until Kin Asas HaMenorah, the beginning of Parshas Baha'a Loisra, which is connected to Shevet Levi, right? Because there is another Shevet, although he's not counted amongst the 12 Shvatim, which is Levi, because Menashe and Ephraim. So in number one, he notes in Kol Chodesh Nisan, so we said that there's no Tachanan and the importance of the month of Nisan. Kasa b'sefer Igud Dekala, which is the B'nai Yisachar Sefer Ala Parsha. Yishim HaRad Kodesh Choyza from Lublin, you all know who that is. Yud Dalid Yomim HaMishan Shachodesh Nisan, these first 14 days leading up to Pesach. Yimakoyach Klali Lehal Yud Beis Chad Shei Hashana. Contained within these 14 days are all the days of the year. All 12 months of the year, including these 14 days. Kol yom remez l'chodesh shalem. Each day contains within it the spiritual kayach of all the months of the year. Ubesvarim hakdoshim kasvus shalachenik l'chodesh yisan av yud beis aviv l'chen remez av yud beis. These are the fathers. This is the shayrish of all 12 months of the year. He quotes it from the Chayzer from Lubin because of the Ma'aseh Shehaya. You know, the Chayzer from Lubin, in these first 12 days of Chodesh Nisan, he was called the Chayzer for a good reason. He saw everything that was going to happen for the coming year in those 12 days. And he would write down on a little pinkas everything that would happen. And as time would go by, he would show, like a Navi, you know, what was going on. I predicted it already. So the year that he passed away, so he only wrote until Chodesh Av, but he didn't write past that. Everybody didn't understand why, because he passed away on Tisha B'Av. He didn't see past that. But he was able to see mamish, such eyes the Chayzer had. He was like, yesterday. So the Tzaddikim said that when he passed away, he gave a Yerusha to each of his most chash of his Talmidim. I don't remember exactly who took what, Bipratas, but for example, I think it was the Abderav took the heart of the Noyim Elimelech, and one of them took the hands, one of them took the legs. For the Chayzer from Lublin took the eyes of the Noyim Elimelech. So whatever the Chayzer was able to see, that was a Yerusha from, nah, he was a fine tzaddik, one of the greatest ever. But he took from the eyes of the Noyim Elimelech. Everybody had Yerusha. It was like Yaakov Avinu and his sons. When we speak about the Noyim Elimelech, he's considered to be the Rebbe of all Rebbes in Chassidus. He also, the Baal Shem Tov already had said too, that, and it's quoted by the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, that this is a Zman to be Mespalo in Chodesh Nisan for Malchus, for that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Memane good Malachim, good kings throughout the year, because since it's the, we say Rosh Hashanah LaMalachim, the Mishnah says that it's a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appoints new kings, and Shemaim they also appoint new Sarim. So it's a Zman that, especially you know, an election year coming up, that to be Mespalo, that we have good Malachim everywhere in the world, that everything goes good for the Yidin, B'chol Makom Shehem. Very important month. In fact, he doesn't bring it here, surprisingly, but there's a very famous tshuva from the Avnei Nezer. I believe it's the Avnei Nezer, where he said that, and it's based on the Shla, that he doesn't write tshuvas. He apologizes that he's getting back so late, because every single moment in the month of Chodesh Nisan is so precious that he doesn't have time like he usually has to write tshuvas. He says, and it's based on the Shla, like we mentioned, that the Shla says, what does it mean that Nisan is Rosh Chodesh? It's the head of all the months. So he says that every single day of the month is considered to be like its own month. That's what it means. Every day is a month. That's what it means to be the month of all months. So you take that into appreciation, how every single moment is not just a regular moment. It's just every day is like a month. That means you times it by 30. Every single day is times 30. And so it gives a special chashivas. That's the Rosh Chodesh. As you know, every single month has a different sirif of the Shem Havaya. And the tzirif of this month is Yud Kei Vav Kei straight Yud Kei Vav Kei, the way that it is, as opposed to Chodesh Tammuz, which is backwards because it's Din. It's Yud Kei Vav Kei, which stands for Yisbuchu Hashemayim V'Sagil Ha'aretz, because when the Mishkan, which was inaugurated during this time, says that there was no greater simcha that the Kodesh Baruch Hu had from the time of Ma'aseh Bereishis like he had by the Mishkan. Mishkan was the fulfillment of Dibur Batachlein and the purpose of the world. Yisbuchu Hashemayim V'Sagil Ha'aretz, such a great simcha. So when we speak about Mishnech L'Arab and Marbe Masimcha, so Semech Gula L'Gula, even Rashi says in the Gemara that the reason why when you're coming into Adar it's such a big Simcha, because it's really just a Haschala for the month of Nisan. So whatever Adar is, Nisan is even more than that. So we have very big days ahead of us, not just because of Pesach, but because of the whole month of Nisan is like a month of Yomim Tovim. So that was footnote number one.
So how does the 12 fit to the 14 days? Like 12 plus 1? Start,
you read Nisim on Rosh Chodesh? Yeah. Well, there's really 12, and then there's 13th, which is Baha'u'llah Yisra. But 14th is Erev Pesach. It just means that these 14 days leading up to Pesach have a special, broader significance.
We read Nisim, and we don't read on Erev Pesach.
No.
Yeah, but
no.
You read the Korban, and that's why we don't say Tachlin, because you have the first 20 days.
The technicality of it is that since there's so many days that there's no tachan, and because you're reading about the Nasiim, and by each Nasi was a Yantav, and the Nasi reflects the entire Shevet, so for Gans Klaisel, we were farbengin for the first, you know, month, half of the month. And then you have Pesach, so it's Rav Chodesh, it's just Simcha, so once it's Rubu Kakudlu, and some Amela, the whole month is Lichtig. So number two, he points out a special inyan that for those who do Yom Kippur Katan, so once you're coming into Nisan, so it's a special month. So it's a special emphasis on doing Yom Kippur Katan Seder for those who do it. Says we go into the Beis HaKvaros during this month. We said there's no Tzedakah Din, but sometimes you have to go Layalenu if there's an Iftar. What about Stam going to the Beis HaKvaros during the month of Nisan, especially to the Kivet Tzadikim? We hope so. So it says, V'loy Tzedakah Din, V'chi Nagu B'kama Makayim Eshelo Leil to Beis HaKvaros Kol Chodesh Nisan. In some places, they don't go to the Beis HaKvaros the entire month. So if it's some type of a siyum hadvarim, siyum hazman for a yortzeit or a shiva or a shloishim, there are those who go, although generally they would not go. However, a person who is prone to crying a lot when going to the Beis HaKvaros, Nisan is not really a time for that, so better to push it off till Iyar if a person cries easily when he goes to the Beis HaKvaros. Or to go Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which is like a Yom Kippur Katan, which is a Zman ready for Tshuva, more so than other days of the year. Amram L'kivit Tzadikim Noigin L'lech L'lis Ba'alushan. Adarabah, this is the time to come in. You have a safe? Why is it okay? Because you just didn't want an inconvenience, but I think that you want one. Welcome back. Missed you. So to go to Kivit Tzadikim, of course, during the Chodesh like Nisan, the Ben Yishchai, and other Tzaddik in the Munkatcher, certainly appropriate thing to do. We're blessed to have the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Mardasra of Five Towns, in Queens, not too far away. So it makes it easy for us to have Kivit Tzaddik in Baruch Hashem nearby. And there's other Tzaddikim too.
So it's okay to go to the Kivit
Tzaddikim? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Kivit Tzaddikim. This is a time that we need to be Poel Yeshuas more than any other time. It's Man of Rachman. So when it comes to Kriyas HaNesiyim, so there's different minhagim, especially by the Hasidim. They take this very seriously. So in the footnote number 4, he says, the minhag kama kahilas likrei parshas hanesiyam mitoich sefer Torah. You ever see that? You go to places, like go to Rabbi White's down the block. So they take out the sefer Torah after Shacharis during these days, and come out all the Hasidim shemakimis. They take it out and they read from the sefer Torah.
Spiegel,
they do it too? Yeah. Yeah, I think most places they do. What?
We don't do it here.
They do it after
Some do it with them and some do it without them. Yeah.
They do it after
After davening, we'll see in a moment. That's not called tiltul sefer Torah shelo l'tzarich. We're very careful about just moving a sefer Torah. It has to be for good reason. You can't just move a sefer Torah anywhere you want. But this is called l'tzarich. Some do it. They do it only from a chumash. You bring shari halacha minig, which I believe is from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Maybe that's minig and chabad. I don't know. Meishiv davar is in a tziv. So once the Torah is out on a Monday and a Thursday, once it's there, so to kind of make shalom between these two opinions, it's on the table already. So then you just read from the Nesiim once it's on the front there. So only on Musaf or on Sheni v'Chamishi la'achar Sim Matvila, because once you took it out already, it gives you license to take it out again. But you see, there's various menhagim all the way from taking it out just. That's called the tzayrich versus just reading it straight from the chumash, but it's by the chassidim and by the svaradim, it's a darach chashav an mirad. In pnimius, it's an inyan. So let's go on to, we said before number 6. He points out that those who don't do the 13th day who read from Bahalais Yishnagu Ella Lashalel Hotzi Sefer Tav Yom Gimel B'Yom Yudbeis Karach Kriyas Hanasi Acharin Yishnagu LeKriyas Tav Yom Gimel. Okay, that's really up to the rav and to the gabbai. It's not so. Now you get to us whether we're doing the 13th day, not doing the 13th day. Let's move on to Halacha Beis. Ein mis'anin boy afilu tainas yortzeit. Not sure how popular tainas yortzeit is today. But for those who have yortzeit in Nisan, so there's no tainas yortzeit in Nisan. Aval tainas chalon mis'anin, it's a very interesting thing that tainas chalon has such a koyach that it's, tainas chalon on Shabbos, tainas chalon in Nisan. Person has a reason to make a tainas chalon so he could do so in Chodesh Nisan as well. And of course, v'habachori misanim erev Pesach, kashi yivui mitzah Hashem misim kof yugimel, when we get to halachas of erev Pesach, so that will be discussed. V'chasav nekal lagam ke misanim bay v'afilu b'Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So even on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a chasav nekal, they fast. It seems like a very, very important fast, the fast of chasav nekal. They would like to take it lightly, but it's something which has a very strong significance when you consider the fact that for chasav nekal, it's like a Yom Kippur and the magnitude of the day, but he writes in number 7, Yesh makilim b'chol yom shenam b'hem tachana and shein chasam nekala tzichin lesanos b'hem. So some say that if there's no tachana, there's no chasam nekala fast, which is an easy way out. But the minhag he says is like the mechaber here, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that's not the case. Even if there's a tachanun, and even the month of Nisan, the chasan nekala should still fast. But b'makom sayrech, if the chasan nekala teshush koyach, that they're feeling weak, they could be mekel and they're not mafsid.
Sounds like Tana says there.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Tana says is the most mekel of the fast of the
every Rosh Chodesh.
Who?
Chasan Minkal is fast on Rosh Chodesh.
That's what he's saying. Yeah, yeah.
Not Rosh Chodesh Nisan, every.
Yeah, yeah, of course. If it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they would fast, and all the others, they would fast too. Yeah, every Rosh Chodesh, yeah. 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 Let's see what else we have here. So, number 9, let's go to Gimel. What, Tov?
Yaakov was making some funny eyes.
Okay. Oh, yeah? And you? Yeah. Didn't fast, okay.
That's why I said do over.
That's why we scheduled.
Okay. He says they're those who make us, so you have what to rely on, Yaakov. Number 9, before we see number 9, we have to do Gimel. B'Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos HaGadol, L'mincha Noigin She'ein Oymi Bar Chinafshi. I haven't seen anybody do that, but it's in the Siddur. It's even in the Art Scroll. To say Bar Chinafshi, Amincha and Shabbos. But when it comes to Shabbos HaGadol, so to replace that with Avadim Hayinu, to start to say the Haggadah. It's brought down the Ramah. The beginning of the Geula takes place on Shabbos HaGadol. So that's the appropriate thing is to say Avadim Hayinu, right? Does anybody here say Avadim Hayinu? Yeah? You guys do it? I never did it. I never had the minute to do that. Okay, fascinating.
That's it. I need in the room.
I didn't know. I should know. I mean, my father never did it. I never had a minute to do it. But it's brought down to the Ramah, and you see it here.
Before Mincha, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, or between Mincha and Inshallah Shuddis. Whatever it is, it's that time of Shabbos that you do it.
After lunch,
Rabbi usually reminds us. Oilam to do it. Okay, yeah. So that's how the oilam does it. Okay, yeah. So that's the minig in the shul. It's not just that everybody here has a personal minig to do it. We never had it, and it was never talked about growing up. Nobody ever said anything about it. So in number nine, he speaks about Shabbos HaGadol. So as we said before, the Gemara says Shoylim v'dorshim v'hilchas haPesach 30 yom kodem laPesach. That's why we're doing hilchas Pesach 30 days before. V'aminig lidrush b'Shabbos HaGadol laHarlis la'am darchi Hashem. Lilmoid, Lalamid, Hamaisa, Shayasun, to teach the oil what to do. Hagalas Caitlin, Biyacham, Sophia Samatha, Shahazabet, like we said to begin with. There's a lot to learn when it comes to Hilchas Pesach. So that's the time that the Rebbe should be darshaning about the halachas. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings. Which means that it would seem like the Rebbe should be darshaning on Hilchas Pesach, not Agadata. But he comes and says now in the next note here. V'yesh mishikasa shebedoyas halalu, shakol kosa b'svarim. That it's brought down in this form all the halachas, right? Moshe Chag HaMatzos, the sefer which you have in the show, which we still have. You donated a few of them. Lamed kol echad hilchas haregel, to learn the halachas of Yontif. You can learn from the Svarim, which is open up your Rabbi Eider or your art school book, whatever it is, and you can find all the halachas, mamish, in any language. So what do you need the Rav to tell you halachas for? Everybody could be a Bar Urien today. You can know halachas of Pesach. So what should the Rav do? Dor should be agada, binyan shliyam, v'lo b'halachas. Should give a shmuz to be ma'ur the hearts of Klai Yisrael, to do tshuva and to know what types of days are coming ahead. As we said before, to learn the Masechta, like the Tzaddikim say, the Kotzker Rebbe and other Tzaddikim, that the light of the Yontav is in the Masechta itself. Right? So we're doing the Avi Pesachim Chabura, Megillah Chabura, to be more the or from the Yontav, which is buried inside the Masechta. The Midrash really, it seems like today, is by the Rabbanim, and of course, it's not our call. But for many Rabbanim, they do a blend of halacha and agadata. They start with agadata and go into halacha, they start with halacha and then go into agadata, to fuse those two worlds together. It's very much in style today by the Rabbanim, but that's the Rav's call, not ours.
Rabbi always starts with
divrei lacha. He starts with divrei lacha, right, yeah. In number 10, so we said before, avadim hayinu, that's the way to go. So the Gra, and again, this is, and it's not brought down in the Siddur too, is that there's no mention of Avadim Hayinu the Shabbos before, because Yacham Ba'od Yom, which we have in the Haggadah, you may think to start saying the Haggadah from Rosh Chodesh. No, Ba'yom Ahu, on the day. So the girl learns that's telling you that you only begin saying Avadim Hayinu on this day. It's coming to exclude that. And that's really, for those who don't say it, they rely on this girl, and from the fact that Ari doesn't mention anything about it. Right? To look into the Haggadah, it shouldn't be a stranger when you sit down and you be like, oh, I know this all these years already. Yeah, it's coming back to me now. It shouldn't be like that. A person should be familiar. Today, you have, there's more Haggadah, there's more Torah literature written in the Haggadah than any other sefer in Jewish literature. Even more than, I don't know what the statistic was, I forget who I heard it from, but it seems right. The second most written about commentary, other than Torah's Moshe itself, is the Haggadah. Is the Haggadah. I'll tell you pshat on that, which I believe pshat on that is because who wrote the Haggadah? What? We don't know, right? So Rabbeinu from Shishcha knew, okay? And Rabbeinu from Shishcha said that the author of Haggadah is Eliyahu HaNavi. And Eliyahu HaNavi is the author of the Haggadah. And he brings a raya to that. Because in the Haggadah, and there's other rayas to that as well, one of the rayas to that is that you find a lashon in the Haggadah, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. That lashon you don't find anywhere else except in Tana de Eliyahu. It's the only other place you find Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. It's all over Keseder in Tana de Eliyahu, such a lashon like that. And there's other rayas too. I'll share with you one remez. Is that I'm not going to go into the remez now. But the truth is that if you take a look at what? Okay, fine. In Dayenu, how many? You start every Dayenu begins with the word ilu. Yeah. So how many times do you have ilu in Dayenu? 15 times. 15. Huh?
If you break it up, now you okay.
Yeah.
I've seen in certain haggadahs.
Oh, really?
Maybe that's Haggadah.
I think Haggadah is Yud Kei Vav Kei, yeah. That's from my read. So there's 15. So 15 is Yud Kei, right? So there's 15, there's Yud Kei Ilus. So what happens when you take Ilu and you make Yud Kei? Eliyahu. He signs his name. Everything you'll find Eliyahu throughout the Haggadah. He has a chasima on that. That's why he comes to the Seder. Why does he come to the Seder? Everybody's learning his Sefer. So, and he reports that back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Eliyahu Navi. So, I don't remember, where were we going with this?
The Chumash.
Oh, so the reason why, thank you, that Eliyahu HaNavi, because he's the author, so Eliyahu HaNavi has the same status as Moshe Rabbeinu when it comes to writing. He's called Eved. He's called Eved Hashem. Very few people were zeichet to this title called Eved. Eliyahu is called Eliyahu Avdi. And Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi. So when he writes the Haggadah, it's not that he writes it. Kadosh Baruch Hu writes the Haggadah. When Moshe writes it, it's not Moshe writes it. Kadosh Baruch Hu writes it. So anything that Kadosh Baruch Hu does is infinite. It's infinite. It doesn't change. The nusach doesn't change. There's no different. It's infinite and it's ein sof. So the reason why you can write in Torah's Moshe ein sof perushim is because it's mamash ein sof. Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote it. The reason why you can say infinite pshatim on the Haggadah every year there's new is because Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote it. You can write infinite. It goes on forever. It's forever, forever. So anything, because it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote it, kiilu, so it gives a special chashizis. It's a big chizik for us when you're sitting in front of the Haggadah to know, you know, what this is. It's not just something which, you know, we don't know who wrote it. Rabbeinu said, I'll tell you who wrote it. You're sitting in front of the Haggadah. There's a certain ema upachan and a gevaldige simcha to know that you're holding something from in the hands of Eliyahu HaNavi himself. Again, there's more to say about that. But then you see from here that those who are makbet to do abanim hayiru, dafka by the Leila Seder only. Okay, chaver. Shkayach, we'll continue next week.
At the end, that the discussion earlier about Chasan and Kala fasting on Rosh Chodesh, so that was a discussion exclusive to Rosh Chodesh Nisan because it's a day of Tainus Tzadikim because of the Ptir of Nadav and Avihu. But any other Rosh Chodesh, so the minig is that Chasan and Kala do not fast.